This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 640, Advantage of a Business Credit Card for Self-Employed, part one, by Vicky Cook and Amy Blacklock of womenwhomoney.com. And I'm Dan. I am here every single day reading to you from some of the very best blogs on entrepreneurship. Today, I've got the first of a two-parter from Vicky Cook and Amy Blacklock. So let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Advantages of a Business Credit Card for Self-Employed, Part 1, by Vicky Cook and Amy Blacklock of womenwhomoney.com. Whether you've just started a new solo business venture or you've been an entrepreneur for years, it's wise to consider all the advantages of using a business credit card. Sole proprietors and small business owners are often so busy running their companies, they overlook the usefulness of corporate credit cards while growing their revenue. Yet anyone who owns a small company, no matter the type or size, should consider adding a business credit card as a financial resource. The benefits of using one include separating your personal and business finances, utilizing card membership-only perks, such as discounts and services, earning and redeeming bonus rewards, simplifying business purchases, enjoying higher spending limits, managing cash flow, and building a business credit score and history. If you've been using your personal credit cards and lines of credit to support your business, it's time to make a change. Before we dig deeper into the reasons you should have one, let's consider what it takes to qualify for a corporate credit card. Do I even qualify? If you own a small business and earn an income from it, there's a good chance you qualify for a business card. Eligibility for company cards is possible with any type of a business structure. This includes a sole proprietorship, independent contractor, freelancer, consultant, gig economy worker or side hustler, business partnerships, limited liability companies, LLCs, and corporations. While you may find business credit card issuers that waive the personal credit check for those with strong business credit histories, most will use your social security number to run your credit history. They check your personal credit report because of the personal guarantee requirement, meaning they'll hold you responsible for paying all the debt you incur on a business card. When applying for a corporate card, lenders also review your business credit report if you have one. Without a solid business credit score and history, you may need a personal credit score in the good to excellent range for approval. That means a FICO score of 670 or higher. For those with newer businesses or poor personal credit history, or both, having a cosigner with good credit or opting for a secured personal credit card may be options to start building a better record. Although they won't help you build a personal or business credit history, business prepaid cards don't require a credit check and can still help you manage business finances. Four reasons you need a business credit card. In an increasingly cashless society, a credit, debit, or charge card is almost a necessity for small business owners. Other than being an essential way to make purchases and pay certain business expenses, there are many other great reasons to apply for a company credit card. Let's take a look at some of the biggest advantages of having a dedicated credit card account for your business. 1. Separating personal expenses from business expenses. When you use personal credit cards to fund your business, you're more likely to accidentally commingle a personal expense with a business expense you put on the card. This is a big mistake because it can make it very difficult and time-consuming to separate the two types of expenses for monthly accounting and when tax season rolls around, which can lead to trouble with your accountant or the IRS, not something anyone wants. If you aren't careful with your bookkeeping, combining business and personal finance accounts can also make it more challenging to determine the growth of your business. Your business credit card and the online tools credit lenders provide can help you track expenses and stay on top of your business-related spending and cash flow. It can also simplify managing business records by allowing you to export information to your accounting or tax preparation service. Pairing your business checking account with a credit card for your company will help you manage cash flow, keep out of hot water at tax time, and make handling all your financial transactions easier. 2. Bonuses and benefits. You may have looked for big welcome bonuses or searched out particular rewards categories or travel benefits when you applied for a personal credit card. And when it comes to researching business cards, you'll want to look for similar offers and perks. Introductory offers. It's easy to find company cards with sign-up bonuses of $500 plus or tens of thousands of points or miles. But you also have to meet the spending requirement in the offer you apply for during a set period. For example, one current Chase business card requires you to spend $7,500 within 3 months after opening the account to earn a sign-up bonus of $750. The bonus on one of the American Express business cards is 70,000 rewards points with $10,000 in eligible purchase spending within 3 months of your account opening. While the spending requirements are high for most large bonuses during the introductory period, timing your purchases and any employee spending can earn you a hefty sum when opening your new account. If the required spend for a bonus is too much for your business, consider applying for a card with a smaller introductory offer. Another American Express welcome bonus provides a $250 statement credit after spending $4,500 within 3 months of opening the account. Cashback or points on purchases. There are credit card companies offering a set percentage of cash back to business owners on all combined purchases, while others provide a tiered cashback percentage on certain types of expenses, such as office supplies. Still others allow you to choose one or two business categories and reward you with more points on spending in those areas. There are several points and miles reward options for business purchases depending on the card you apply for. Capital One has business cards paying 1.5 to 2% cash back on all eligible purchases if you're wanting cash back instead of tiered or rotating offers. Tiered offers include a Chase business credit card that allows holders to earn 3 points per dollar spent, up to $150,000 a year, on internet, cable, and phone services, shipping purchases, travel expenses, and some advertising costs. You earn 1 point per dollar outside of those categories. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled Advantages of a Business Credit Card for Self-Employed by Vicky Cook and Amy Blacklock of WomenWhoMoney.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you to Amy and Vicky for this post. Amy and Vicky are the co-authors of Estate Planning 101, From Avoiding Probate and Assessing Assets to Establishing Directives and Understanding Taxes. And they're also the co-founders of Women Who Money, a website that provides helpful information on personal finance, career, and entrepreneurial topics so you can confidently manage your money, grow your net worth, improve your overall financial health, and eventually achieve financial independence. To check out more of their content, come visit them online at womenwhomoney.com. They have great articles, of course, but also links to directories, recommendations, a glossary, and much, much more. So again, you can find all of that at womenwhomoney.com. But that is it for today. I hope you enjoyed this post, which is, of course, part one of two. So be back with me tomorrow, and you'll hear part two of this post. And that's where your optimal life awaits.